So when Dan Quinn talked the other day, he repeatedly talked about, so he said Jaden's healthy, all good. But he made mention over and over about this. I'm reading now from the transcript about Jaden. We did lose valuable practice time with him and his teammates when he was injured. That's hard on all the guys. It's a really, really important part of what we do. And we don't have the banked reps in there because Jaden is a rookie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The actual phrase practice time was said, I mean, he said practice like over 10 times in that session. And, you know, some of it, he was asked, did you expect some sort of regression after the awesome start? Because typically, the quote I love from Mike Rizzo that he always references is the back of the baseball card, right? Like, at some point, things will level out. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, but at some point, it levels out. But with Jaden, we didn't really have a baseline for it. Obviously, he started on fire. It slowed down a little bit, but the whole offense has slowed down a little bit. I think some things get very distorted when people want to extrapolate information from a coach saying missed practice time to what that actually means. And people are like, well, he only missed two practices. So if you go back to when he got injured, way, way back, it was the end of that Panthers game, right?
Yep.
So he did not practice.
Early in that Panthers game.
Right. I thought it was second half. They were up big.
When he went down?
Yeah.
When Mariota came in and worked that game. No, that was early, I thought.
Jeff, look that up for us, please. Regardless, it's fairly irrelevant. But so you got to go back to week 7, I believe, was that game. We're now in week 12. Yeah, so Commanders-Panthers. I mean, he was
– I thought it was early in the game when
you're
he got hurt.
Yeah,
he took off
Mariota
on a long run.
A ton.
That was
you're
like
right.
in the first drive or whatever.
He only threw two passes.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was hurt in that game, and then he missed. So people are getting caught up in this, and I want to try to bring some clarity to the situation. He was only listed as DNP, as he did not practice the Wednesday and Thursday going into the Bears game.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So he missed two practices.
Yes.
But then he was listed as limited a whole heck of a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Even that Friday practice, he's listed as limited.
Because didn't he practice inside the bubble?
Right.
Okay.
So then what happens, so to understand the actual designations on the injury report, to be limited just means you can go through individual portions of the practice workout. Mm-hmm. And individual portions of the workout are when you're generally doing position group drills. The running backs are taking handoffs and running through a tackling dummy. Mm-hmm. The DNs are firing, working on their get off with the coach with the lacrosse stick and the football at the end of it, simulating a snap, right? The quarterbacks largely exist in their own little bubble. The quarterbacks are kind of off to the side doing their own thing.
They're handing off to air.
Yeah.
They're
practicing
a
check down.
They may just drop back and, like, just do their arm in the direction of it. But what you have to understand is, anybody ever started working out, and let's say you've been doing it for 5 months, and all of a sudden you got a business trip or you go on a golf trip with the guys, and for 4 days you don't work out.
You're just boozing.
You come back, and you get back into that workout. Do you feel like you were feeling before you went on that trip? No, you lose something. Just like, you know, weight gain. You can gain weight real quick. You won't get rid of it that quick, right?
Right.
So I don't know why people sit here and they like to ignore what they know. Anybody that ever played football, basketball, baseball, whatever, when they were kids, high school, college, whatever, you know you get to a certain level of comfortability. And if you take 2-3 days off, 4 days off, you lose a little something. So Jaden had been in practice every day, throwing balls to those same guys that are running full speed and things like that. Then all of a sudden, he didn't practice 2 days. He had to get rid of a lot of the soreness at first.
The one thing I want to try to make clear for people is, yo, he didn't practice for 2 days officially. DNP.
Okay.
Then it was just a boatload of limited practices, which I can't stress to you enough how little his involvement might have been, even though he's limited on the practice report.
But the ultimate,
and that's what I want people to understand.
The ultimate thing is this. If he, and I said, we talked about this yesterday, Toby
right.
and I said if he was in year 4, 5, 6, he probably could come back and get back to it quicker. This is year one.
Right.
And let's remember, when he didn't practice those days, they were taking passes from who? Marcus Mariota.
Right.
And while they were getting those passes from Marcus, they're now getting the timing with him. And then all of a sudden, Jaden comes back, and he may be a little off. So the timing that you knew with him, you've let that go to try to get the timing with Marcus. Now you come back, and the timing you knew is a little off now.
So
it throws things off completely.
To that point, he is injured against the Panthers on October 20th. Mm-hmm. He's not listed as full on the injury report, just full on the injury report, until the following Friday before the Giants game.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, November 1st, he's listed as full on the injury report.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 2 weeks. And, Brian, what do we know? We're pulling the curtain back a little bit here. What do we know about Friday practices in the NFL?
They're easy.
They're about 20 minutes. Like,
they're easy as hell.
They're super fast. They're called Fast Friday around the league. The point is just get your work, get out. You get Friday night to yourselves. They were traveling to New York Saturday afternoon probably. You were on that flight. It was about 25 minutes or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the getting caught up in where he landed on the injury report. And then, so he finally wasn't off the injury report, just not even listed until the Steelers week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened against the Steelers? He played pretty well. They just had way too many drops to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even against the Giants, he played pretty well. But then the Steelers game, they lose by a point. They lose late in that thing. Daniels finished 17-34 for 202. I think you can count at least 5 drops they should have had. Mm-hmm. That would have made him 22-304 for probably 240 easily, conservatively. After the Steelers game, I don't believe he was on the injury report at all going into the Eagles. But here's another thing. They didn't even practice. It was a short week. They had nothing but walkthroughs. Mm-hmm. They were simulated injury reports.
Yeah.
So, like, that's another 3 days of no practice. So if you want to be skeptical of all of it, I don't blame you. But if you want to give DQ the benefit of the doubt, there were 3 days of practice. And 3 days of practice from October 20th until probably today, that's a month. Today's November 20th, where Jaden's actually full go.
Yeah, but like for me, Jay, people that act like they don't get that, they don't want to get that. And I'll be honest with you, the limited and full go and all that stuff, that's one thing I don't think ever is 100% certain. When they say limited,
sure.
I don't think that. And I think one guy may be limited the day he goes through individual. Other guy may be limited, he went through individual and a few other plays. So that's all whatever to me. But the mere fact that people act as if you can't lose something in a time that you may not have practiced, or feel that Dan had to make that up. I mean, let's sometimes just get out of our own ways and understand. Just think back to when you played ball. Whatever level it was, it ain't that damn difficult. But people don't want to talk about stuff that they know. They want to make up things so they can get some rises out of people. Get the people to go all get all crazy and stuff. Dude, everything that man said made sense to me. You know, and I don't know why people act as if, oh, he got to be telling us something false. That's stupid.
I don't think it's false. I think it matters. I don't think it necessarily – I also think Dan is looking for an answer to why the offense is struggling, and he's like, you know what, maybe it's this. Because otherwise, whatever other answers may exist, and a lot of things could be true, he probably doesn't want to say most of those to the media. Yeah, our O-line's hurt, and they're getting their ass kicked. You think the coach wants to say that? Probably not.